Kidney health, aging tests, and the 3-month rule. Kidney function may decline with age, but chronic kidney disease is not diagnosed based on age alone. Blood eGFR and urine albumin should be tested together, and abnormalities must persist for at least 3 months. The kidneys remove waste and regulate fluid, electrolyte, and acid-base balance. Chronic kidney disease is a condition in which abnormalities in kidney structure or function persist for at least 3 months. Blood eGFR and urine albumin tests reveal different types of kidney damage. Age-related functional decline and kidney disease requiring treatment must be distinguished through testing. Kidney function may be impaired even when urine output remains normal. Kidney health is linked not only to waste removal, but also to the regulation of body fluids, electrolytes, and blood pressure. Function may decline with age, but chronic kidney disease is not diagnosed based on age alone. Blood eGFR and urine albumin should be assessed together, and abnormalities must be confirmed as persisting for at least 3 months. Based on the 2024 KDIGO Clinical Practice Guideline for chronic kidney disease, what the kidneys do? The kidneys filter waste and excess water from the blood. The filtered substances are excreted from the body through urine. Substances the body needs are reabsorbed in the renal tubules. This process is more complex than simply acting as a water purifier. The kidneys regulate electrolytes such as sodium and potassium. They are also involved in maintaining the body's acid-base balance. They participate in blood pressure regulation through renin. They are also involved with hormones needed for red blood cell production and bone health. Excretion of waste and drug, metabolites regulation of body fluid volume, and blood pressure regulation of electrolytes, such as sodium and potassium maintenance of acid-base balance, regulation of signals for red blood cell production activation of vitamin D and support of bone metabolism. When kidney function declines severely, waste products can accumulate. Fluid and electrolyte balance can also be disrupted. However, immediately describing this as contaminated blood can cause misunderstanding. In clinical practice, reduced function is assessed through test values and symptoms. Comparing kidney aging and chronic kidney disease, age-related changes and chronic kidney disease do not mean the same thing. Average filtration function may decline with age. The extent of change varies among individuals depending on their health status. Age alone cannot confirm whether a person has the disease. Category age-related changes, abnormalities assessed in chronic kidney disease filtration function may gradually decline with age. Low eGFR persists or worsens rapidly. Urine albumin may remain within the normal range. Albumin excretion may increase. Duration varies greatly among individuals. Abnormality persists for at least 3 months. Accompanying findings, there may be no noticeable symptoms, hematuria, structural abnormalities, electrolyte abnormalities, and other findings may occur. Assessment method, age and medical history are reviewed together. Blood and urine tests and imaging studies are assessed comprehensively. Nephrons are the functional units of the kidneys that filter blood. The number of nephrons varies among individuals from birth. Aging and disease can reduce the number of functioning nephrons. The remaining nephrons may compensate for filtration function for some time. Some health explanations state that people in their 60s have half as many nephrons as people in their 20s. This is not a clinical standard that applies to everyone. Measurement methods and individual differences must also be considered. Age-specific prevalence rates should likewise be examined in light of the surveyed population and the definition used. Testing criteria for chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease is a condition in which structural or functional abnormalities persist for at least 3 months. A primary test is creatinine-based eGFR from a blood sample. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is also used. The two tests provide different information about risk. eGFR categories, category eGFR unit. ml/min/1.73, Chinese symbol meaning G1, at least 90 normal or high range G260-89, mild reduction G3A45-50.9, mild to moderate reduction G3B30-44, moderate to severe reduction G415-29, severe reduction G5, less than 15 kidney failure range G1 and G2 alone do not confirm chronic kidney disease. Evidence of damage, such as albuminuria or a structural abnormality, is required. A single low eGFR result is also not sufficient for a definitive diagnosis. The effects of acute illness or dehydration must be assessed. Urine albumin categories, category urine ACR unit. MG/G meaning A1 less than 30 normal to mildly increased A230-300, moderately increased A3 more than 300 severely increased testing definitions and classifications can be found in the KDIGO 2024 Clinical Practice Guideline for Chronic Kidney Disease. The original text is available on the KDIGO guideline page and in the published PDF. Test results should be interpreted together with the laboratory reference range. No official wording for direct quotation was provided separately. Summary of testing needs by condition. The need for testing depends more on risk factors and previous results than on age. If risk factors are present, the timing of testing can be discussed with a healthcare professional even when there are no symptoms. If an abnormality has already been found, the timing of repeat testing is crucial. If an acute change is suspected, do not wait 3 months. Condition items to checkpoints to consider when interpreting diabetes eGFR. Urine ACR assess blood glucose control and albuminuria, together high blood pressure, eGFR. Urine ACR review blood pressure medications and fluid status together cardiovascular disease eGFR. Electrolytes. Urine ACR heart and kidney risks affect each other family history of kidney disease medical history. Blood and urine tests the possibility of a hereditary disorder requires separate evaluation, frequent use of pain relievers medication list. eGFR tell the healthcare professional the dosage and duration of use, older age or low muscle mass eGFR and clinical condition, creatinine-based estimates may be inaccurate sudden worsening of test values repeat testing. Urine output. Electrolytes promptly assess for acute kidney injury order for reviewing kidney tests. Kidney tests should be reviewed. By connecting the blood and urine results, looking at only one value in isolation can cause the underlying reason to be missed. Comparing results with previous tests reveals the rate of change. You can prepare for a medical consultation in the following order. Find the serum creatinine and eGFR on the health screening report. Check the urinalysis for proteinuria or ACR results. Record previous test dates and values side by side. Organize information about diabetes, high blood pressure, and medications. If there is an abnormality, ask the healthcare professional about the cause and when to repeat the test. Use follow-up testing to determine whether the abnormality persists for at least 3 months. Calculation example age-specific ratios can be compared directly only when they have the same denominator. 1 in 3 people in their 70s is approximately 33.3%. 1 in 2 people in their 80s is 50%. The difference between the two rates is approximately 16.7 percentage points. This calculation is an example of converting the stated fractions into percentages. It is not a calculation of an individual's probability of developing the disease. The country and sample associated with these figures have not been verified. To cite them as official statistics, the original report must first be located. Common mistakes and misconceptions. The most common misconception is assuming that the kidneys are normal as long as urine is being produced. Urine output may be maintained even when kidney function has declined. Conversely, dehydration or urinary tract obstruction can also contribute to reduced urine output. The cause cannot be distinguished based on urine output alone, concluding that a person has chronic kidney disease after one low eGFR result. Looking only at a normal eGFR without checking for albuminuria, confirming proteinuria based only on foamy urine, interpreting all swelling as a kidney problem, taking health supplements as though they were treatments, hiding the use of pain relievers and supplements, dismissing reduced function as inevitable because of older age. Dialysis is not a treatment that begins only after urine production has completely stopped. Symptoms, electrolyte abnormalities, and other factors are considered together. The starting point is not determined by a single eGFR value. Treatment decisions require evaluation by a nephrologist. Lifestyle management to protect kidney health. Lifestyle management should focus on reducing additional strain on the kidneys. If you have diabetes, follow your blood glucose management plan. If you have high blood pressure, establish a target blood pressure with your healthcare professional. Do not stop prescribed medications on your own. Reducing salt intake may help manage blood pressure and body fluids. Simply drinking large amounts of water is not appropriate. Fluid restriction may be necessary for heart disease or advanced kidney disease. Individual recommendations should be established through medical consultation. Regular physical activity supports blood pressure and metabolic health. Smoking increases cardiovascular and kidney risks. For non-prescription pain relievers, check the ingredients and duration of use. Dietary supplements should also be checked for interactions before use. The connection between kidney health and healthy life expectancy. Kidney health is linked to healthy life expectancy, during which a person can continue living independently. Kidney disease is assessed together with cardiovascular disease risk. Anemia and abnormalities in bone metabolism can also affect the ability to remain active. The purpose of early detection is to reduce these complications. Managing test results over time is useful. Record both the absolute eGFR value and the direction of change. Compare urine ACR results from the same periods as well. Including changes in blood pressure and medications can help with clinical interpretation. Signs requiring prompt medical attention, a sudden decrease in urine output, or deterioration in overall condition requires prompt evaluation. Medical attention should also be sought quickly if shortness of breath or severe swelling develops. Persistent vomiting and changes in consciousness can also be emergency warning signs. Disease stage should not be estimated from symptoms alone. Contact a medical institution immediately in the following situations: a sudden, substantial decrease in urine output, shortness of breath, or rapidly developing swelling, persistent dizziness and weakness after severe dehydration, repeated hematuria, or visible blood clots, reduced urine output, or a generalized rash after taking medication, being notified of an abnormal potassium result. Frequently asked questions. Kidney disease may have no symptoms in its early stages. Therefore, blood and urine tests are more useful when risk factors are present. Kidney health should not be judged based on age or the appearance of urine alone. The answers below explain general testing principles.